What's up, Joe? I don't know if I can hear you. Can you hear
I
me?
can hear you,
Oh,
Jesse.
awesome.
Hey,
How's it
welcome.
going?
Thanks for taking the time to speak with me this morning, Jesse.
Absolutely. Thanks for
Yep.
having me.
Now, since I always forget, let me get your name right again. Iaquinto?
Aya Quinto.
Iaquinto. All right. But
Yeah.
is it an Italian name?
It is Italian, yeah.
Okay. All right. All right.
That's just the Americanized Italian.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
Jesse Iaquinto from Fireside Collective on WNCW. Welcome.
glad to be here.
You've got a big show coming up this weekend at Gardner-Webb University's new amphitheater as you're opening up for Balsam Range. Looking forward to seeing you in my hometown of Boiling Springs, North Carolina.
Yes, we're stoked to be back in our home area, Western North Carolina. It's going to be a really good show.
For anyone that might not be familiar with Fireside, tell us about what your sound is like, how you've progressed over the years.
We're definitely, founded in the bluegrass tradition. A lot of acoustic instruments, fast musical breaks, and lots of harmonies. Over the years, we've kind of brought in a lot of our influences from growing up, a lot of Grateful Dead, Beatles, classic rock stuff. We lean hard on kind of like funk grooves and stuff that like you might not hear as much in bluegrass, but we try to use the acoustic nature of the instruments to really make that different grooves hit really in really cool ways. And yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Not all that long ago, Jesse, you were the fresh young face of bluegrass and progressive jamgrass, newgrass, that sort of thing. But I think you've transitioned from being the sort of the new kid on the block to where now people have had enough time with you, enough time to see you on stage, enough of your records now that the light bulb is starting to go off, like, hey, these guys really have something. Can you describe that sort of timeline, how it's been for you, for the band to have gone from not all that long ago being really pretty young and starting out to being fairly well established now?
Yeah, I mean it's been quite the journey. I moved to Asheville to get into bluegrass and didn't really know anybody. Took a while. But then by the time Fireside got together, we were all kind of we'd been playing bluegrass, but it was still new enough to where we were just so excited to be playing this type of music and learning it together. The core band of Carson on bass, Tommy on dobro, and Joe on guitar, myself on mandolin, we've learned a lot of bluegrass rules together, a lot of the way it's played and the way the industry works. I remember the first year that IBMA's was in Raleigh. I think we played some like venues on the outskirts, and we never thought we would be accepted into the club. And then each year following, we kind of got further and further in to the point where I think we played like 14 showcase sets one year. And I mean, some of them were 20, 30 minutes long, but we got pretty deeply embedded into the bluegrass world. And then COVID happened, obviously, definitely affected us in a massive way, but it also gave us a chance to kind of reconnect with our own personal music tastes. And then when we came out of COVID, we sat down, got together, and just talked a lot about, how bluegrass is the foundation, but what are other sounds that we could explore and where could we go? And I personally have always seen bluegrass as kind of a progressive genre since Bill Monroe started it and blended together all these genres into what it was then. And I kind of feel like what Fireside has done is try and keep that style, that interpretation alive, where we're blending all the new genres that have occurred between Bell Monroe and Fireside Collective and bring them in with the same foundation of, kind of what I was saying before with bluegrass proficiency, harmonies, and the energy of bluegrass music.
Jesse, you might be entering into Fireside 2.0 now with the departure of Alex, your banjo player.
Yeah.
Who's going on to do some really great things. I don't know if you want to touch on that or not, but how is Fireside going forward without him?
Yeah, so, you know, Alex was the fifth member to join the band. He actually joined shortly after we won Merlefest. So that kind of really got us into the bluegrass realm with the banjo and everything. And he's just, since then, has just become a phenomenal jazz musician and student of jazz. And he really wanted to take that to the next level. You know, we definitely have some jazz influences deep down, but overall the band isn't a jazz band, and Alex's heart was there, and we love Alex, and it was a great relationship. He taught us a lot about, you know, music theory and even bluegrass. He's a phenomenal bluegrass player as well. But you know, the road is tough, and you leave home a lot, and you know, he's in Nashville, and so he was wanting to spend a little more time there and go back to school, which we completely understand. So that was a very mutual and joyful parting, because we're all like, still like, he still loves us, we still love him. It's really cool, you know. But it's also, as a band, we've been trying to figure out ways to set ourselves apart. There's a lot of string bands these days. There's a lot of bands kind of vying for this like progressive bluegrass world that, like, you know, artists like Billy Strings and Green Sky Bluegrass and String Dusters, Yonder Mountain, have really opened it up. So we're really trying to figure out, you know, what is Fireside 2.0 and how do we take this? We've always been a band that tried to continue growing throughout the years. And so right now we got some really fun stuff coming up. We're doing a tour with a band called Arkansas through the Midwest. We just finished a giant East Coast tour with the Kitchen Dwellers, who are out of Montana, and they're a phenomenal band. They're just doing great things these days. And then New Year's, this is going to be crazy, but we're bringing in not only a drummer, but we're also going to have a horn section, and we're going to do a bluegrass set and then a Fireside set with a horn section playing our songs. And then some of the, you know, we play Call Me Al by Paul Simon. So going to have the horn players on that. And then the third set's going to be an Earth, Wind and Fire tribute set for New Year's, like after New Year's, after midnight. It's just going to be, you know, groovy, acoustic, funk, bluegrass, jam, dance party.
Earth, Wind, and Fireside.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're just, you know, we're embracing the collective. We're probably going to bring in a lot of guests moving forward, just because the collective, we celebrate everybody and, you know, different genres, and really excited for that. Probably going to experiment with some drums just to see like what that sounds like. You know, it's hard to replace an artist like Alex on the banjo, cause he's just so good. And then everyone's comparing the new guy to the old guy. And like, you know, we kind of want to just be like, well, that was our banjo phase and that was our banjo player and it was great. And, you know, we might find a banjo player eventually, but, we're going to roll as a four piece and try some stuff out and lean on the groove grass side of Fireside and see where it goes.
Very good, Jesse. Fireside Collective playing at the Brinkley Amphitheater at Gardner Webb University in Boiling Springs, North Carolina, Saturday evening. Looking forward to that set. Looking forward to what's going to come with Fireside Collective. Sounds like some great things.
Oh, yeah. We're stoked. We're getting into the studio next week. So we got new music coming. We got some big shows coming up. So yeah, good stuff on the way.
You said you're getting into the studio next week?
Yeah. We're not going to do a full length album yet, but we're going to record like probably 3 to 4 songs just to get some new stuff under our belts and have that for the, you know, the future moving forward.
Very good. Anything that you would like to add?
Well, let's see. We've got a, you know, we've got that big New Year's show coming up. That's in Roanoke at Five Points Music Sanctuary. We got a pretty big East Coast tour starting in January. And then, yeah, that's the main stuff. I think, you know, Billy Strings is coming to Asheville in mid-February. Right now, I think we're going to be hanging around Asheville, probably hitting some of the bluegrass parties. I know there's going to be pre-parties and after parties and stuff, so we'll be around. But yeah, we're excited to, you know, try this new phase and see what different instruments sound like with the band. And yeah, we really feel like we're hitting our stride as far as live shows go. And we want to see if we can capture that in the studio.
Yeah, perhaps a parallel with the band Acoustic Syndicate, with members that they kind of had a, like almost like a permanent spot for an extra member, or a member for a number of years with Acoustic Syndicate with different instruments.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like different phases.
Yeah. Something in common there, perhaps.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesse, thanks so much for your time.
Absolutely, Joe. Thanks for reaching out.
Take care.
All right. See ya.